Question 1.
Wow, I do like this campus. All the big trees, the green lawns, and the old buildings with tall columns. It's really beautiful.
It sure is. The architecture of these buildings is in the Greek style. It was popular in the 18th century here.
What are the speakers talking about?
Question 2.
You've sold your car. You don't need one?
Not really. I've never liked driving anyway. Now that we've moved to a place near the subway entrance, we can get about quite conveniently.
What do we learn from the conversation?
Question 3.
I'm going to drop my information science class. It meets too early in the morning.
Is that really a good reason to drop the class, Tony?
What does the woman mean?
Question 4.
If you aren't doing anything particular, shall we see the new play at the Grand Theatre tonight?
Sounds great, but I've got to go over my notes for tomorrow's midterm.
What does the woman imply?
Question 5.
What do you think are the prospects for online education? Is it going to replace the traditional school?
I doubt it. Schools are here to stay because they are much more than just book learning. Even though more and more kids are going online, I believe few of them will quit school altogether.
What does the woman think of conventional schools?
Question 6.
How do most students find a job after they graduate?
They usually look for a job by searching the want ads in the newspapers.
What does the woman mean?
Question 7.
Alan is in the basement trying to repair the washing machine.
Shouldn't he be working on his term paper?
What does the woman think Alan should do?
Question 8.
Congratulations, Li Ming. You're the talk of the town and the pride of our class now.
If you're referring to my winning the English speech contest, I don't think it's such a big deal. You know, I've spent 2 summer vacations learning English in Canada.
What do we learn about Li Ming from the conversation?